welcome Will Patton of the Will Patton Ensemble. And right now he's single. The ensemble has become, how would you say one? Solo, I guess.
Solo.
But you're not going to be a solo tonight.
No, I hope not.
The rest of them are on their way,
I
right?
I need all the help I can get. Man.
Yep. Well, okay, Will Patton and the ensemble has been at the Church Street Cafe a couple of times as the ensemble, and a couple of times, and once with another group.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the Church Street concerts actually close out the series tonight, and as they said in one of the releases, they're going out in style. With the Will Patton Ensemble. Will, just recap a little bit of where you come from, Vermont, but tell us a little bit about your background, musical tastes, and where your mandolin playing, which is something I want to ask you about. Where did that develop, and why the mandolin?
Well, actually, I came up so many of my generation with the Beatles as a kid, right? Another story.
Yeah.
And got to college and got into R&B, and I played bass in an R&B soul band for many years, and then went into jazz and was playing a lot of jazz, but mostly bass gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for years and years, decades, playing straight-ahead jazz with some great sax players and so on. So I learned the repertoire through that, and I also always played mandolin since I was a kid. But never thought of playing out, mm-hmm. On the mandolin, playing that jazz repertoire. And then,
it's a little bit different from the mandolin, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not a lot of us out there. There's a handful of jazz mandolinists, and we all know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a small band. But at some point, about 15 years ago, I got the idea of playing bebop, swing, and Ellington-type tunes on the mandolin. Yeah. Have a higher voice than the bass, and just mm-hmm. and along comes the internet, where everybody can find everybody, and all these peculiar tastes become possible to market. So I started putting out a CD, and then the corollary is that I visited Paris about 12 years ago and got hooked up with a bunch of gypsy musicians, the Manouche, over in Paris, and that's really turned my head around as far as that kind of Django inspired music.
Now that must have been quite a mix.
Well, the jazz, the repertoire that they play is that old swing.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Very. I mean, the couple of tracks I listened to sound. I was about to ask you. I'd never thought that jazz could sound like swing.
Well, I swing is one of the
evolution. It certainly did sound. When I read the part about Benny Goodman, I thought, yeah. I can place it now, I can place that. Now tell me, the mandolin, looks like it. I mean, I play guitar, strum, mm-hmm. very little picking. But the mandolin, it demands. I mean, you don't play with your fingers as much as a pick, but you have to really go back and forth. I mean, it's a lot of, how would you call that? I mean, what's the word for
you're thinking of tremolo?
Yeah, tremolo. Yeah,
there's a lot of that. I mean, it doesn't have much of a sustain. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing jazz and you're trying to emulate a saxophone, you have to sustain that note somehow. And tremolo is how a mandolin does that. Basically, I just was playing Charlie Parker type heads and Sonny Rollins and Lester.
And how did the ensemble get together? How did you get your violinist? How did you get your guitarist? Your clarinetist?
Yeah, well, my clarinetist, I got the old-fashioned way. She's my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And and she picked up the clarinet and just took off with it as a kid. So she's a full-time musician now playing.
So she heard you growing up, and she said, that's what I want to do?
Well, I don't know. My wife also is a professional musician. And
Deb's in the studio with us, but she wants to. she's a silent partner.
But, she just grew up with music, and we all always had music going on in the family. So the rest of the band, the drummer, Skeeter, my old buddy, we've been playing together for 40 years. We used to play up in Montreal, actually, back in the 70s. David Gusakov, we've known each other through the years. He's a great bluegrass player as well, and mm-hmm. we've just ran into each other. He also lives in Vermont, and we got together at a party one night and just jammed this kind of repertoire, and I said, "Well, that's the basis of a band right there," and it all started from there.
Now, where has the ensemble taken you?
taking me geographically?
Geographically, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we, as far as the full band, we have not been able to travel that much. We've played in Canada. We've played in the States. But David, the violinist, is a symphony violinist. Mm-hmm. So his schedule is very rigorous. My bass player and guitar player are both university professors. So they have the summers, but they're tied down.
So this is like an ensemble that is part-time.
Well, what I do is I find road musicians that I can go out on the road with.
Okay.
The fellow playing with me tonight, Don O'Shabner, is he's able to travel a little more, and we're headed out to California. My daughter's also going on that tour with me. So.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, manager, anybody in particular, or do you manage yourself?
You're looking at him right here.
So you are the chief cook and mandolin player.
It seems to be, yes.
And road manager and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
So people actually go to visit your website, which is...
W-Patton.
W-Patton.com. Now, you know what? I have guests coming on, I always go into the internet and, you know, do a little bit of bio research.
Uh-huh.
So I saw this one clip, William Patton, and it had Janice LeDuc and David announcing, you know, the last Church Street concerts. And as I went into the site, it wasn't you. It was the actor, Will Patton.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm looking at this and said, whoa, this guy's an actor. This guy's not part of the ensemble. So you have to be careful when you're... So the best thing is to go right to the site, which is Will Patton.
W-Patton.com.
W-Patton.com.
If you go to Will Patton, you get the actor.
You're going to get the actor. And really good. I mean, I've seen him before. Good actor.
A fan.
But I don't know if he'll come and play for you a mandolin.
No, I don't. I think he changed his name just trying to capitalize on my fame.
Probably.
That's the way I
see it. Yeah. That's a positive outlook. That's good. So if people want to get in touch with you after the Church Street concerts, they book you. How far ahead are you booked for? I mean, do you look at in terms of weeks, months?
Well, we do have some dates in 2011. You know, some weeks will fill up, but I might get something just next week, too. So it varies all over.
Okay, and the people you what type of audiences, crowds, numbers, which do you rather play to, a small crowd, big crowd, or any crowd?
Well, the music we play is fairly intimate and acoustic. You know, it's not a big sound, and I can't see us playing a huge hall.
Okay.
Be lovely. It's probably where the money is, but we love playing house concerts. Mm-hmm. All like we're playing tonight. It's just beautiful acoustics.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a fairly medium-sized club in Santa Cruz, California, but that's about as big as we'll go. I think they seat about 150 or so.
Now, how would somebody in Santa Cruz, California, get a hold of Will Patton? Strictly by the web?
Well, interestingly enough, it's that darn internet again.
There you go. It really reaches out, doesn't it?
It's amazing. And, you know, the music that I play being, you think of mandolin as a bluegrass instrument, I guess, these days.
Mm-hmm.
But so people that enjoy jazz on the mandolin, they find me. You know, it's there to find those odd little tastes and so on.
Yeah.
So I've got some fans out there, and we visited California and got together with them, and they said, we got to bring you in here and find some work for you locally. So it's all developed from there.
Okay, it's 5:42 on the Super Q right now. You're listening to Will Patton on The Oldies Show. Will Patton's going to be playing at the Church Street Concerts series, which is actually airing, going to be on for the last time tonight. Doors open at 7. 8 o'clock is where you have to be there to see Will Patton Ensemble. We're going to be listening to a cut from the album String Theory. Now, this was out in 2000.
2005.
2005, and then you have one out in 2008 called. I had it on the net, and I think that's where I.
The Sixth Street.
Yeah, well, I listened to that one. I listened to that first track. Right. That was good. That was actually I also got it on YouTube.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, on YouTube.
That's good.
Had three different renditions of this, and that's it. That was very good.
Great.
So now tell us a little bit about this this cut we're going to hear from, or this track called "Without My Glasses On," Café
Manouche.
Manouche.
Yeah,
I thought we said Mascouche.
Manouche is a word that the French gypsies are called Manouche.
Okay.
And this is, I wrote this in homage to these boys that I got to play with over there.
So a little bit of Café Manouche right here on the Super Q. 5:43. love that sound. How did you run into Monsieur Dumas, was it?
Jean-Louis Dumas.
Jean-Louis, he was playing on that last part of the track there, right?
Oh, no, no. The guitarist there is Menin Garcia.
Okay. Yeah.
He's the gypsy.
And how did you go about meeting this guy? And
Well, Jean-Louis is a good old friend of Debbie's family, and he knows everybody and everything in Paris. And so we call him up, and I say, Jean-Louis, where can I find good gypsy music? This was probably 12 years ago. And he says, I pick you up tomorrow, I take you there. And then he comes, picks us up. We drive, this is a Sunday, drive right through Paris to the north of the city in the flea market, Marché aux Puces, the big, big flea market. And in these little winding streets, there's a tiny little club. It's all gypsies, all guys with thin mustaches, and you know. And two guys are sitting in the corner playing this amazing music. It's just spellbinding. And I had my mandolin, like you do. And I knew the tunes. It was that repertoire, Sweet Georgia Brown and so on. And asked if I could sit in. They said, somewhat suspiciously, okay. You know, d'accord.
And, running the wine.
Yeah, right. So I sat in, and we had a great time, and I recorded one of Nanine's songs, and since then we've recorded together a fair amount. He's been on most of my CDs, and we go visit him about once every year.
Do you record over there, or does he come over here?
Oh, we record there.
Okay.
Nanine, I said, you should come to America. He says, no, j'ai peur d'avion. I'm afraid to fly.
Oh, really?
I say, well, you could take a boat. And he says, no, Titanic. He will not travel.
Okay, so he stays in his little corner, but then now he's, because of you, he has actually come across.
Well, yes.
Virtually.
As I come to find out and didn't realize at first, he's very well known in the gypsy guitar circles. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
They're very famous.
This Sixth Street Runaround is your latest CD.
Mm-hmm.
And you have... Your ensemble is right here, is complete, on the front cover, okay? Now, how long did it take you to get the music together for this CD? This was released in 2008, 2009?
2008, I guess it
2008.
Was.
2008. And how long did it take you to get to get the music together?
I don't work very fast. I probably about a year and a half to get it all together. We take our time. We listen to the cuts.
Do you think that the arrival of that's shiny. Do you think the arrival of computers and the ability to record digitally has eased the arrival into the market of Will Patton Ensemble? I mean, prior to this, how difficult would it have been to get a record of 45 or an LP out?
Well, it's technically never been hard. What's easy is distribution. You no longer need a major label doing your work for you. You put your website up and you get reviewed in certain influential on-site online places as well as in print, and people can find you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have to go to the record stores, and you don't need jobbers and discounters and that whole huge network of things. So, and as far as the digital recording, it's sort of a two-edged sword. It makes it so easy, people can get lazy, and you lose the spark.
True.
You need to have that feeling.
Yeah, very true.
Music.
So where did you record this?
A lovely studio right in Fairfield, Vermont. The guy is just great, and he's become a very good friend. And he's just got terrific ears. It's called West Street Digital.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is available in both countries? South and north of the border.
Yes, I think Janice carries it at right here in Lenoxville.
And I think we have some. We either have some here, or we are able to sell some as well for you here.
Great.
I'm sure Janice knows some. Most of the time, whenever somebody comes in, we just put them up there, and there's no profit taking on it. It's complete. Goes right to the right to the artist. So there we
bless
go.
You.
it'll be in Canadian, however.
Oh, I like Canadian.
The dollar went down, so actually, yes. So, listen, we have to go take a commercial break. I know you have to go and prepare for tonight's show at the Church Street Concerts. 7 o'clock, the doors open, 8 o'clock, the show. And Will is hoping his partners get there with him.
Fingers are crossed.
Fingers are crossed. Just
across
before
the border.
That's true, eh? Fingers across the border. How was it like coming across the border? Not bad.
Well, for us, it was easy.
Okay. It's going back.
Well, I'm an American. They must let me in, I hope.
You know, just a little aside, we're driving, you know, we often go down to Newport, St. Johnsbury, whatever, once in a while, and I've never been asked this before. Going across the border, they asked me if I'd ever been arrested.
Huh.
I felt like saying, well, yeah, well, not yet, but maybe. But of course, you don't joke around with them.
No, you don't.
Thank you very much. Right now, you're listening to the Oldies. And we're back on the air with the one and only Oldies Show, with me, Super Dave, taking it all the way to 7 o'clock. We're talking to Will Patton, the Will Patton Ensemble, and he's going to be at the Church Street Concerts tonight. Doors open at 7. The concert starts at 8. It is, unfortunately, the last in the series of the Church Street Concerts.